Then said Samuel to the people, come and let us go to Gilgal. Notice this. And renew the kingdom there. Hey, another thing, when King Saul gets elevated to king, he's like, hey, let's restore the kingdom of God. Let's rebuild the house of God. Let's restore Israel. Let's get in this fight. Let's build something. Let's go. Hey, I love this attitude of King Saul at the beginning of his ministry, at the beginning of his reign. Hey, he had a good attitude. He's saying, hey, let's rebuild. Let's build the kingdom. Oh, I don't want to join the new IFB. It's small. Well, you know what? Let's rebuild. The Philistines might have had some damage, but you know what? Let's go. Go to Psalm 122. Go to Psalm 122. I love how much the Bible just is telling us to let's go. Let's do something. Let's accomplish something. You know, God put me on this earth to do something, to do some work. 6 days shalt thou labor. You know, everything that my hand finds to do, I'm supposed to do with all my might, with all my strength. You know what's more important than serving God? What's more important than building the house of God? Nothing. Let's go. Let's build the house of God. Let's do something for God. Oh, well, you're small. Who cares about that? David was small. Jonathan and his armor bearer was a small army. And look at the great works that they accomplished. Nothing is restraining God. You know what's restraining God? You are. You and your bad attitude, your excuses, your just lack of desire, your cowardice. You know what? Have a great faith in the things of God and let's do something. You know, every church had to start somewhere. Every great church started small at some point. But you know what? They had a big vision. They had an attitude of let's go. And they allowed the Lord to build them up and to accomplish great works.